Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Life is full of awesome what ifs, and some not so much, like unexpected medical costs. That's why United Healthcare provides Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans to supplement your primary plan and help manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hello there, my very good friends. On today's second wrestling news video, we're going to talk all about that CM Punk interview with Ariel Helwani, WWE, AEW, Tony Khan, Jack Perry, all of it.
I'm going to give you the backstage reaction from both AEW and WWE to that CM Punk Ariel Helwani interview. I'm Adam Wilborn.
And I'm Andy Murray.
Just a quiet news day today. This is the news.
Nice easy one before WrestleMania. By the way, we're not going to talk about the AEW releases here. If you want to know my thoughts on that, recorded a little video, put it out earlier on. It's on the channel already. You can check that out for talk about the AEW releases. This one is all about Phil Brooks.
Yes.
Because he was the talk of the town once again last night. He's kind of the talk of the town still today.
Yep.
Interview on the MMA Hour with Ariel Helwani, and oh boy, was this a monster of a conversation. 2 hours plus.
Yeah.
It was promised beforehand that Punk will talk about anything and everything, and we joked, I think, on Thursday, like, well, he's not going to talk about everything, is he? There's NDAs. And yeah, he mentioned the NDAs.
Yeah.
But he was very open, he was very free. You know what it was? It was a real combination of a guy who is very good at extracting information from people and a guy who just will always say what's on his mind.
It was fascinating, wasn't it?
It really was. We're going to go through some of the things that Punk said, and then we'll give our thoughts at the end of all of this. So let's talk about Jack Perry first. Why not? CM Punk talking about, you know, the blow up at All In and all of that stuff. He said in his, you know, when he accosted Jack Perry the first time, he said, why do you have to always do dumb internet shit? Perry told him he had to do something about it. And then Punk went on. He said he didn't punch Jack Perry at All In. In his words, I just choked somebody a little bit, and it was broken up by Samoa Joe. That is completely unhinged. He said he turned around to Tony Khan, called AEW a joke, and then he quit. He went out and wrestled Samoa Joe, and he was gone. He bought Nando's for the boys. That's a nice little
Perry
touch.
Perry boy, isn't he? Yeah.
Jack Perry. Perry.
Nice.
Yeah, that's not nice. That's a bad joke. Okay, what one mental thing he said was that guaranteed money has ruined pro wrestling.
Yeah.
Because if you were to pay wrestlers based on the house they drew, AEW might be a completely different place. The Young Bucks might have been willing to work with him if that was the case, because they'd have drawn a boatload of money. When he was asked about Colt Cabana, there's another thing. Ariel asked him if the hatchet could ever be buried. He said probably not. He said that Cabana had approached him at one point during an AEW show and said, hey, can we talk so this isn't going to be weird? And Punk said, I will not speak to you without a lawyer, according to Philip Jack Brooks. On, like, just AEW in general.
As a business.
Well, it's not a business, apparently. Here's a quote. These guys don't want me here. This isn't a real business. This isn't a business predicated on drawing money, making money, selling tickets. It's not what I was sold to me as, so let me go. And Tony said, oh, I can't let you go. I'm going to do a new show. He said that he didn't agree with launching Collision as, like, a brand to keep him away from other people. He thought it would, you know, end up poorly. But he stuck around because he wanted to work with his friends and make something worthwhile. I'm kind of paraphrasing there, but I can't summarize a 2-hour interview in 10 minutes.
No, go very watch hard. It. It's amazing.
He was asked about what Tony Khan was like. He said, man, that's a loaded question. I don't like the drama, but the truth is the truth. He is not a boss. He's a nice guy, and I think that ultimately that is a detriment to the company, but it's not my company. He revealed as well that after Brawl Out, He didn't talk to anyone in AEW for 6 months. He had to arrange his own medical treatment and stuff because he suffered the torn triceps and all of that. In terms of his AEW experience, I think the positives definitely outweigh the negatives. I thought I was coming in to help business. If I could teach something, great. And I think I was just brought in for other reasons. There's business, and I know a lot of people are going to be upset, but it's not a real business. And that's when he went into that part. I'll close you with a summary of his thoughts. We'll talk about the Vince stuff as well, because he was really great on that.
Yeah.
But of AEW, he said, when it comes to AEW and all that, I genuinely don't regret my time there. I'm just brutally honest about some things. He certainly is. And you ask questions, and you're a real journalist, talking to you there, strangely. Yeah. So I'll gleefully go ahead and answer it. It's done. I hope they're happy. I know I am, and I would like to leave it at that. I understand fans and tribalism because I'm a Blackhawks fan. I'm from Chicago. But some of the was so outlandish, talking about my dog and all this awful stuff. Shout outs to Larry, innocent victim in all of this.
You must have been watching the news while we always had him in the background. We always put Larry over.
We love the Larry, brother. We've hidden Larry in so many thumbnails as well. If you've ever spotted one of those, let us know. But yeah, just like on the Vince McMahon allegations and everything, he actually popped me a little bit, because when Ariel went, so you and Vince never had a proper conversation? He went, well, I think some stuff came up, Ariel.
That was a great response.
That was really fun. But yeah, on the allegations, he called them indefensible and horrific. He said he was surprised that McMahon had left such a paper trail in all of this, because he effectively ruined his life and, more importantly, the lives of the victims. He said he hasn't read the lawsuit, but he was getting information through various text messages and stuff. Ultimately, his biggest concern is for the victims.
Yes.
And of course, he had no, like, and their lives have been ruined. And so, you know, he's a thoughtful guy. He'll, when it comes to stuff like this and the big things like this, he always has been.
He was talking about reparations as well, wasn't he?
Yeah, absolutely. And he kind of spoke about, like, having no idea that this stuff was going on while he was there. He called Vince evil. He spoke of his experiences with Chris Benoit as well, when they were on the road together. And then, you know, the shock of coming to terms with the monstrous acts committed by somebody that he knew and worked with. It's a hell of an interview. You should really check it out if you've not seen it and you've got 2 spare hours. But yeah, let's talk about the backstage reactions.
Yes, before we give our thoughts, we should give the thoughts of people within AEW and WWE. Some brilliant reporting yet again from Fightful Select. To do this sort of backwards, at the end of this report, they do sort of say, you see, good at reporting, because he's affirmed lots of Fightful Select reports about him being backstage on Raw, for example, or not many people know about his return to WWE. But anyway, in terms of what they've reported now with regards to reaction to the interview, they were told by those in AEW the issue wasn't that as much that Punk didn't want the glass to be used with regards to the Jack Perry thing. Instead, it was that Punk had recounted the story to media and talent to the point where the disagreement went public after he'd had similar agreements as in the past. We're told that his recounting of the original disagreement was accurate, they say. Several members you've probably seen across social media several members of the AEW roster posted tweets of support for the company during the interview. It was more about supporting the company than anything. One supporter of Punk's in AEW said that the interview was bound to happen. They personally hope that that's the last day they have to hear about it, or the last that anyone has to hear about it, until fences can be mended eventually. With regards to WWE talent reaction, they said that they figured Punk would answer the AEW questions before too long, even though the NDA, as Andy mentioned, is in place. Another talent they spoke to said they preferred it to be this week in the hope that people can just kind of forget about it now and move on to wrestling by the time this weekend rolls around. Kind of a big weekend in wrestling, of course. More than anything, this is a quote, what the interview showed was that this was preventable from all sides, said a veteran AEW talent. Punk is happy, AEW talent moved on, so hopefully everybody just learns from it and makes amends in the future. All good with regards to Punk and WWE so far, though, according to Fightful Select. Those on the exec side of WWE didn't believe Punk really wanted to broach the subject of AEW today, but knew it was likely to come up. They said that Punk isn't likely to be scheduled for a heavy media schedule this week, like others in the company, because he's still recovering from injury, of course. And another sort of follow-up to the Fightful Select report from last week, because you remember this time last week, it was all getting very excited after the CM Punk, Drew McIntyre, Seth Rollins, whatever that was, I don't know, unscripted promo, which
incredible
is nice to say.
chaos.
Yes, awesome. All good by reports from all parties.
Yeah.
It's just one of those things where, I mean, yeah, if you haven't taken the time out yet, do it today. Go and watch the whole thing. And don't think, oh, God, two and a half hours is a bit daunting. It will fly by because there's so many subjects that they touch on, as Andy mentioned. And Ariel's so great at sort of leading him through it all.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Before we go any further, though, this show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Now, we all carry around different stressors. They can be big life worries or just, you know, little things like your favourite wrestler not being used properly. The thing is, when we keep them bottled up, it really can start to affect us negatively. Therapy is a safe space to get things off your chest and to figure out how to work through whatever is weighing you down. It is really helpful too for learning positive coping skills and how to set boundaries. Therapy basically empowers you to be the best version of yourself. So why not give BetterHelp a try? It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and best of all, suited to your schedule. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/whatculture today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/whatculture.
He's really good at getting what he wants out of his interviewees. Yeah, I think, look, it's CM Punk. You've already formed your opinion, 100%.
Oh, yeah.
Not many people are on the fence about that, gentlemen. I think there was a lot of interesting stuff in here. Look, there was a bunch of nonsense in here as well. Like the guaranteed money stuff.
Yes.
Right, you know, a lot of that is being taken out of, you know, his original intention, I think, with regards to it. But no, guaranteed money is absolutely not what the worst thing that ever happened to the business.
Some tweets about, like, would Roddy Piper agree with you considering what happened to him?
Exactly.
He's you know,
and you wear the t-shirt and all that stuff. That's complete nonsense. I completely disagree with that. As an outsider to the business.
Yeah, I get where he was coming from generally with regards to, like, come on, guys. This is, and he was talking about AEW.
Do business.
Yeah, we do business. And you have to work like one day a week. And some people he alleged were saying, like, yeah, I'd rather just like come in one week, film a load of vignettes, and then have like 4 weeks at home. And he's like, we're privileged to be doing this sort of thing. And I do kind of agree with him on that one.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. And, you know, there's some other stuff in here that I think really refreshing to hear a wrestler just speaking so bluntly about the Vince situation.
Yes, yes.
And, like, outright calling him an evil monster. 100% with him on that. I just snorted. Sorry about that. I am a pig. But look, I think a lot of people will just respond to this based on the camp that they're in when it comes to
absolutely.
Punk, for sure. And look, I think that AEW, I prefer the AEW product to WWE. Like, that's not a shock. But, like, some of the criticisms are pretty valid based on his experiences in the company. And I understand why, you know, I think Sammy Guevara was the first to jump on Twitter and go, look, this company changed people's lives. Yeah, it 100% did. It's given
changed
me,
WWE.
Yeah.
Made it better.
Exactly. It's made, given people the opportunity to earn that full-time living. No company's beyond reproach, but it is a force for good in the wrestling business, in my opinion. He's right when he says that AEW will be around for as long as Tony wants to pump money into it. This man is very wealthy, lest we forget, and they're about to get a big TV rights deal. I thought that the stuff on the injury and having to get his own doctor and stuff was a bit wild.
Yeah. He's very casual as well about the whole not being picked up from the airport all in.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, he's like, I wasn't bothered about it. I wasn't crying about it. Like, people seem to suggest it was just like...
It was just a bit unprofessional.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's wild.
From my perspective, I prefer the WWE product to AEW personally. And I can, exactly see the issues of just like, that's why this stuff happens that annoys me on AEW television. Or like, and it's one of those where he's not saying Tony Khan's a bad guy and he shouldn't be doing this.
So he was a nice guy, yeah.
He's like, he's a lovely bloke. He's just not equipped necessarily to be the boss to, you know, how many times in that interview did he say something would happen, whether it be the Hangman Page thing or the Jack Perry thing in particular, where he'd go, you need to deal with this, otherwise I'm going to deal with it and you're not going to like the way I deal with it.
Yeah, exactly. And look, I don't think you should... Who knows what happened, really?
Yeah,
but,
exactly.
You know, you shouldn't probably punch people in the face at work or choke them out or whatever. Like, but at the same time, his description of what Jack Perry did does not paint Jack Perry in a particularly great light either. There's balance to these situations. There's a nuance that's often missing from the conversation. It's always either Punk Man bad, AEW great, or AEW bad, Punk Man great. I think that the truth is right there in the middle.
Yeah. And I do hope, and it's not going to happen, we're going to have responses, whether it be public responses or sly things on social media or whatever. This is going to roll and roll because, of course, it is. People are going to want to get their perspective of the side over. And I do hope eventually we can kind of draw a line under all this because everyone's kind of moved on, or fans should move on as well, because, you know, AEW is doing lots of great new things. And has moved on to, you know, new stars and people like that. And Punk, obviously, it seems to be very happy in WWE right now. And it's WrestleMania season. Why not focus on that? But obviously, understandably, today everyone's going to be talking about it. And you should too in the comments section.
Yeah, it's wild, isn't it? It's like one of the biggest manias ever. Because, The Rock's back. Incredible questions over the title and his role and Cody and Roman and... all this great stuff. Rhea Ripley was on the MMA Hour as well.
Yes.
The Becky Lynch angle was not great, but, it's a big match. There's all kinds of cool things going on. At the start of the week, we're talking about a CM Punk interview and AEW releases. It's not the start to the week that I envisioned, admittedly. But here we are. Look, we go with the conversation. We go with the trending topics. That's what we do. Mm. And CM Punk is often one of those.
Right, let's move on to your Twitter questions. Because ironically, the first one is about this, Andy, unsurprisingly.
Good.
And not maybe what you want you'd expect. It comes from Nerdbox. Thank you for your questions, as always, at WhatCultureWWE.
Box of Nerds.
Who says, good morning, gents. With Jack Perry wanting out of AEW, could you foresee him going to WWE and having a feud with CM Punk?
Oh, my goodness.
I mean, the thing is, you look at that on the surface and you go, well, no, of course not.
Yeah, yeah.
But this is the business...
Yeah, I think CM Punk, like, going by his comments on making money and drawing houses, he would probably do it.
Yeah.
Right? But I don't think this will happen for a myriad reasons. Number one, Jack Perry and the Young Bucks are very tight.
Yeah.
Very close friends. He's probably not leaving the company that they help run, especially now that Punk's gone. And number two, he's currently embroiled in a very big scapegoat.
Yeah.
I think the angle's garbage. I've watched the New Japan stuff. It's not for me. It's just sports entertainment drivel. But he's doing I thought it was a good idea at the start, but it's turned out to be whack, the House of Torture thing. The idea is that he's been turfed out of AEW as like a black sheep.
Yeah.
And then he's going to come back and all of this stuff, and they're going to use that heat. And all of this. So there's clearly an angle in play. It's not happening. Some of the stuff I've heard about Jack Perry that hasn't quite gotten out there yet regarding the all-in thing and everything else, I'm not sure I'd hire that guy.
No.
He's also... That's enough.
Yeah.
That's enough.
I don't see it happening for them. By the way, I meant to say earlier, there was a bit where you were talking, and I apologise if people think, why was Adam smirking whilst Andy was talking about that? The reason was... I like the fact that the one thing everyone can agree on, whatever side you're on, even whoever's told the story, whether it be, you know, the reporters or stuff people have seen on Twitter or CM Punk, the one thing everyone can agree on is Samoa Joe said people need to stop fighting, and everyone went, okay, Samoa Joe.
Yeah, absolutely.
I love that guy.
He's the true final boss.
The one person, and like Punk said, like one of the reasons that, you know, he quit. Immediately after the shenanigans backstage with Jack Perry, after that and the choke and what have you, and he was like, but I'm still going to do the match. I owe it to Joe. It's probably said it himself, it might be the last time he ever wrestles Joe. Probably is.
Will be, yeah.
He owes it to, you know, the referee, to the producer, and obviously to the fans and stuff. But yeah, I like the fact that Joe came first and foremost, as he should, in my opinion.
Said, no! Stop it.
I don't know... What he could prevent so many things by just turning up and being Joe.
Yeah.
Don't do that. Okay, fair enough. Joe's here.
Terrified.
Guys, let's all listen to him.
I love that sequence of events where he has the quarrel with Jack Perry, tells Tony Khan he's quitting, and then he goes out there and has one of the best matches of the year. He might be the GOAT.
Yeah.
He might be the GOAT.
I quit this company, but we're still doing the nope spot, right? On the outside.
Yeah, do the wanker sign.
Right.
Hulk up.
Let's talk about something different briefly, because I sense this.
Do we have two? I'm enjoying this.
Yeah. Send us more questions and we'll tackle them. I don't know where or when.
Might shoot a video in an airport or something tomorrow, brother. It's exactly. Going to be wild.
We'll be on the plane shooting stuff. Who knows? Mark Bryman says, good morning, blokes. Good morning, Mark.
Morning.
Considering the depth on the main roster for WWE, could they benefit from reintroducing the European/TV titles for the men and making one for the women? Or do you think it's overkill?
Overkill.
Yeah.
I think they already have maybe too many titles. I don't think that problem's... No, I'm speaking rubbish. They don't. Because the IC title's great now. And the US title's in a fun place with that crypto scammer guy. with his fake energy drinks.
Delicious.
So, balance.
Yeah.
I wouldn't introduce them. Like, I have a lot of nostalgia for the European title in particular, because it was prominent at a time when my fandom was really peaking as a kid. But I wouldn't do it. You can tell great stories without titles. You don't need them.
Yeah, I completely agree. And I think you've had the perfect case to do this with AEW. I think we're always there going, you know what? a continental championship or an international championship or whatever. That doesn't matter. That's a different, you know, it's kind of adjacent to the TNT, but it works because it's this collection of guys doing this and this collection of guys doing this and, you know, trios. And then ROH gets involved and I just think the word title match has lost all meaning.
AEW has far too many.
Yeah.
Far too many. Like,
so I get it that, yes, in a way, if you think that, I don't know, Ricochet, for example, who's been brilliant recently, deserves more prominence, yes, but would just putting a bit of tin around his waist actually help that?
Exactly.
I doubt it. Although I am intrigued by if they're going to have a speed belt. I'm so excited for WWE Speed. Is that Wednesday that launches?
Produced by Pete Dunne, brother.
Is it?
Yeah. Some of the matches I've been, that's interesting.
Yeah.
That's weird.
I'm so excited. I was chatting to a mate of mine who's got a small child over the weekend, and I said, yeah, if he's like, oh, I don't know if he wants to get into wrestling, how about a 3-minute match?
Exactly.
There's a good way to test the waters.
Lightning.
Final question today comes from Tully Television. Let's have a bit more negativity. Hey, guys. Tully TV, no, I'm joking. Thank you. Question says, WrestleMania is closing in, legends. I have just one question. What can happen this weekend that would totally make this Ruby anniversary become the biggest bust in the history of WrestleMania?
Oh, my goodness.
We come from this, by the way, from a place of Andy and I are giddy, along with the rest of What Culture, giddy with excitement. Obviously, we're very lucky to be going over to be there at WrestleMania.
Cannot wait.
Even if we weren't, I think this build and this card is sensational. But what makes it rubbish?
Cody losing.
Yeah.
Yeah, Cody losing. It's the simple answer. It's probably the predictable answer. You'll probably have a funnier answer because you're funnier than me.
Mm.
But Cody losing, meltdown, complete meltdown. Look, there is no argument that this man should lose. None whatsoever. Like, I see these guys, these wee guys online going, Roman needs to beat Hulk Hogan's record. What record is this? It's the third longest reign of all time. Congratulations, here's your bronze medal.
Yeah.
That's not a record.
That's what the meme is, you know, the person with like the champagne and it's like, what?
All of that. Nonsense.
Also, that's the only argument. On one side of the scale, sorry to cut across you, but on one side of the scale is, this would make the most sense. You've got the potential to do Cody versus Rock at, let's say, SummerSlam. You can do Cody versus Roman 2. Rock versus Roman does not need the bloody title to go along with
not
it.
Not a chance.
You've got all this momentum and excitement and sold out houses, and Cody is the guy right now, even more so than he was last year. And on the other side of the scale, you've got numbers. Yeah, but what about numbers, Andy?
Exactly.
There's several things for me, and this isn't me doom and glooming it. Personally, Tony D'Angelo not walking away as NXT champion would ruin the entire weekend before it even begins. But in terms of dropping the ball, it's a two-parter for me.
Ooh.
That's the second part. Cody should absolutely, regardless of what they do, regardless of whether or not Cena and Stone Cold show up, Cody Rhodes, without a cash-in, by the way, no. Right, you can do what you like with Damian Priest and the World Heavyweight Championship. Knock yourself out. Make it a triple threat. Have him cash in on Seth immediately after he retains against Drew, or immediately. I don't really mind that much. Or bring back the spirit of, oh my God, anything can happen on the Raw WrestleMania, and you do it there. Do not have Damian Priest involved in this whatsoever. Cody should there. End of night two. Lifting the championship. Pomp ceremony. All that good stuff, right? But also... Bloodline needs to win night one, because I want Bloodline rules on night two.
Yes.
You cannot give me the taster you gave me on last night's Raw and then go, well, guess Bloodline are banned from ringside.
100%. I want it to be the most overbooked match of all time.
Oh!
All time. Steve Austin, John Cena, Gangrel.
Hang on.
The Eel.
A surprise run-in.
Oh! We haven't done this in a while.
Surprise run-in from...
It's Mark Briscoe!
Commander just showing up.
Wow. Yeah, that's
that high-flying duo.
Mark Briscoe with the Ring of Honor world title, hopefully, yeah. At this point.
Look, yeah, give me chaos on night two, and I need that, therefore, to have the Bloodline win on night one. But,
yeah,
I think there's some you could excuse. Like, if Rhea retains against Becky, that'd
fine.
Be fine. I'm intrigued to see where they go next with that. If Io retains against Bayley, okay, not the way I'd book it, but whatever. But it all centres around Cody Rhodes.
But he's got to win. He's got to win. But, hey, listen, if he doesn't win... Ooh, the videos are going to be hot.
We are getting gold chairs in this studio.
like Trinidad James.
Yes.
All gold everything. What a reference. We're going to close this one off. Thank you for joining us. Check out this video here, 40 WrestleMania facts from 40 years.
Ooh.
40-minute video as well. See you later.
Bye.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.